Well, we're mainly going to be in the book of Proverbs this evening, so find your way there. We all make choices in life, and then our choices make us. Let me give that to you just a little bit different. Decisions determine your destiny. And these thoughts that we have at the beginning of the message will help you fulfill your destiny. And most of these thoughts come from the book of Proverbs. So first of all, if we all make choices and then our choices make us, first of all, pray for guidance. Pray for God's hand to be upon you. Pray that God would direct your footsteps. Proverbs chapter 28. Would you go with me there? Proverbs chapter 28 and look at verse 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Pray for God. The Bible says this about your heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Why in the world with that script would you trust your... Well, I'm just trusting my heart. Now, I'll tell you what you better do. You better pray for guidance from God in your life, because you make your choices and then your choices absolutely make you what kind of a person you are. Second of all, get the facts. Look at Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13, and look at verse 16. Get the facts. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes part of your life to get the facts about anything. Hold your place in Proverbs and go to the next book, the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and look at verse 18. And those of us who have been around a while, we understand how very important this verse is. Proverbs 1:18, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increases knowledge increases sorrow. Folks, that is a part of life. The more you know about another individual, the more you are familiar with their sorrows, and it hurts your heart. Before church tonight, in talking to several of you, I just made the statement, all that hurts my heart. Heart to know that, because we're all dealing with difficult things in life. Third, ask for advice. Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24. And look at verse 6. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. That counsel as a young person should start in your home, where you can ask your mom and dad, and your mom and dad would give you good counsel about things. It should continue in the church, where there's a group of people that love you and will give you good counsel, good advice. I'll tell you what, guys, if you haven't learned it already, first of all, shame on you, because your wife can give you good counsel if you will listen to her. The Bible is full of examples about that. And we... What'd you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Number four, set your goals. Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17. And look at verse 24. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. Set your goals, realistic goals, goals that you can handle, goals that will make you a better person. I want you to hold your place in Proverbs and go with me to Philippians chapter 3. Here was the goal of the Apostle Paul's life. Philippians chapter 3. We'll begin reading in verse 13. Paul said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." That is, he had not arrived. He didn't have it all figured out. He was still learning. He was still needing counsel. "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." There is awfully good counsel in what the Apostle Paul wrote right there. Next, count the cost. In your life, you've got to spend some time counting the cost. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20, and look at verse 18. "Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war." In the New Testament, the Lord just said, any individual that's going to build a tower, the first thing he does, he sits down, he counts the cost, whether he has enough money, has enough resources to build the tower. You don't want to get the tower half finished and say, "Oh man, can't finish." It makes you look foolish. Count the cost. Understand that everything of value costs you. Everything. Next, plan for problems. We don't like this part, but certainly a part of life. Proverbs chapter 20, look at verse 25. "It is a snare to the man who devoureth that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry." You count the cost, and then as a part of that, you plan for problems. You look ahead. You think about things. You study things. And ladies and gentlemen, a good place to start is, it's a snare to the man who devoureth that which is holy. This is a holy book. And it will give you good, good counsel. And then, face your fears. Proverbs chapter 14. Face your fears. Proverbs chapter 14, and look at verse 16. "A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident." Face your fears. Lots of things out there, lots of reasons why you can't do it. But ladies and gentlemen, Peter would never have gotten out of the boat and walked on the water had he not faced his fears? The Sea of Galilee was storming that night, and he walked on the water because he got out of the boat and he faced his fears. And then last of all, go for it. Look at Proverbs chapter 16. And look at verse 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. We all make choices, and then our choices make us. And here's how. This is not unique with me. One of my mentors in the ministry, his name was Johnny Morgan. Wonderful, wonderful man. He told this story years ago at youth camp. He was often our youth camp speaker. And the year before, we had a young man called Jim Velez that spoke. And when I get to the part in this story, I'll point it out to you. Here's the story that Johnny Morgan told. Ken is 18. He's a senior at his high school. Megan is 17. She's a junior in the high school. They've known each other since grade school. They've dated off and on for 3 years. Now they have been dating steadily for 6 months. Both go to the same church. They are really involved in the church. Both set of parents are involved in the church. Everyone likes these two kids. They're just good kids. After church Sunday night, they go with some other kids in the youth department for pizza. After pizza, they decide to go to a park. No one else is there. They tell each other how much they love the other. They begin to kiss. This has happened a lot. But this night, it goes further. At youth camp the previous year, this was Jim Velez telling the kids that were at youth camp when I was there. He made this statement. The camp speaker said this: when you're on a date, don't pull it up, don't pull it down, don't unbutton it, and keep your tongue in your own mouth. But it goes further. Several weeks pass, and Megan buys an EPT pack at the drugstore. She's pregnant. It is serious, serious decision time for Megan. You're going to have an abortion or not? She said, oh, I could never do that. Next of all, when and how to tell Ken. Ken will be leaving to go to a state college with a scholarship in a couple of weeks. A baby would really complicate his life. And so they break up. Next, how and when to tell her folks. One evening she says, Mom, Dad, I need to talk to you. There's a seriousness in her voice that they have never heard. She begins to speak, but she can't. Her mama holds her for a long time. She knows something is terribly wrong. So she says, what's the matter, Megan? Oh, Mom, Dad, I'm pregnant. There's a great deal of hurt and disappointment with those two, but so is unconditional love. The decisions continue. Will she keep the baby or give it up for adoption? She will be sent to her aunt's house until the baby is born. She will never hold the baby. She will never see the baby. A middle-aged couple is waiting. She returns home to pick up the pieces of a shattered life. Let's stop the story there and rewind the video. Let's go back to that Sunday night after church. It's been a good day. The pizza was good. Everyone laughed a lot. They really enjoy each other. Ken drops her off at her house. Ken does really good in college, playing football, getting a degree. They decide to wait until Ken graduates. Then they will set the date for the wedding. It is a beautiful, beautiful wedding. Both parents, both sets of parents are happy and they're there and they're so proud of their kids. They have both saved themselves for each other on their wedding night. Ken gets a job in the field of his studies. They stay in church. They invite their parents over for supper one night. They have an announcement. Ken holds Megan's hand and says, "Megan is going to have a baby." Everyone begins to cry those great tears of joy. 9 months later, as Megan holds the baby, she is thankful for a good decision years ago. We all make choices, and then our choices make us. Let's pray. Father, thank you for good people in our lives who have directed us and given us good counsel and loved us and helped us. Father, I want to thank you for Johnny Morgan's life. I know he's with you in heaven. But dear Father, he was such a wonderful man and invested part of his life in me, and I am thankful. Dear Father, I ask that you might use this very simple message and this simple story to speak to our hearts. And dear Father, help us to be better. If there's someone here that's never been saved, dear Father, I pray that person, that something that has been said has spoken to their heart, and they'll come forward and they will receive your Son as Lord and Savior. Father, thank you for the cross where your Son died for us. Help us to be good counselors of younger people and help others along the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to sing a couple of verses of an invitation hymn. If God has spoken to your heart, we would ask